All right, Panda Watch.
Panda Watch.
2K18. Guys, it is New Year's Eve at the time of recording this, and it's 11:20 a.m. I've been awake for maybe 35 minutes.
I've been up since 7 a.m.
Joe gave me a call, and he was like, dude, you want to go ahead and knock out this cast? And I was like, oh, hell yeah.
Oh, hell, more fuck yeah.
So just like Stone Cold Steve Austin, I said, oh, hell yeah. And now we're drinking Bud Lights here in the Smithsonian.
And it's only 11:20, but it is New Year's Eve, so it's acceptable.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, it 'tis the season, bro.
Exactly.
So, guys, on this very special edition of Sean vs. Wild, it's our one-year anniversary show. So
happy anniversary.
Oh, well, happy anniversary, Joe. Joe's been with me for 365 days, booping these dials.
Booping them.
You've booped 56 episodes worth of dials.
That's a lot of booping.
In 1 year.
In 1 year.
So that's more than one podcast a week.
Yes.
So, guys, if you are... you know, a little slow on your math, I'll go ahead and do it for you. You know, it's more than one a week. But yeah, we've went through a lot. So I figured, hey, let's do a 1 year anniversary slash a little 2017 in review.
Reminisce on some old times.
Yeah. You know, just see if, you know, maybe if Joe, you know, lived up to his New Year's resolution of smoking cigarettes.
Cigarettes.
And so far, so good, Joe. It seems like
I'm still smoking.
You just really knocked that one out of the park.
Destroyed it.
Yeah. So it's nice to know that you're a man of your word.
My resolution for this year is to smoke more cigarettes.
Yeah. I'm going to smoke 2 packs a day this year.
Bumping it up.
You know, I think this one pack a day is
not
just,
cutting it.
Yeah. It's working, but I feel like I could do more, you know? Don't sell yourself short, man.
Exactly, man. My daddy didn't raise no quitter.
That's true. So, yeah, so we're here in the Smithsonian, 11:20 a.m. We got our Bud Lights already. Hopefully you guys are having a great day. This will air the day after New Year's.
Tuesday. I'll be at work that day, so.
Yeah, so we got to go ahead and get it done. Yeah. Hopefully you guys had a happy and safe, that's the most important, safe New Year's Eve / New Year's Day. And by this time, hopefully you've slept off your hangover and you're ready to rock and roll. You're probably back to work at this point. You're going to need a podcast to get you through the day.
You will. You most definitely will.
So yeah, dude. Well, how was your 2017? Let me talk to you about that. How was yours on a personal level?
Personal level it was great. I had a lot of fun and got a lot of things accomplished musically.
Yeah, what are some of your accomplishments, bro? Take us down memory lane.
Memory lane, all right.
You're such a treasured guest here, so this is your third appearance in just a year chatting with me. Right. But I feel it's appropriate since you're a huge part of the show. I know that I'm the guy...
I'm the man behind the curtain.
Yeah, I'm the guy talking all the time, but you're the guy that's making all the magic happen, so...
2017 was great. I really enjoy editing the podcast. It's fun for me. I learned a lot doing it. A lot of tricks and, you know, making you sound like Darth Vader.
Yeah.
Whatever it may be.
For the Star Wars podcast.
Yeah, just making you sound epic.
Yeah.
Foxbat had a lot of cool things happen. We wrote and finally completed a full-length record. That was a big goal of mine. And I was glad to get that done. It was a lot of work, but in the end, it all turned out great, and we can't wait to get it out.
Heck yeah. Just recorded it with old Jordan.
J.H. Jordan, yes.
Jordan always. Hanks.
Jordan. Gordon Hanks.
Jordan Hanks. Jordan Haynes, Early Gray Studios, Artifacts Pareo.
Yeah.
We talk about him on the show all the time. Everybody goes to Jordan.
They all know him. Everybody knows him.
So
if you're listening to this, you probably know who that is.
Yeah, and if you haven't got your album recorded by Jordan yet, what are you waiting for?
Yeah. Seriously, Jordan, there's your plug. You're welcome.
Yeah. Dude, I'll tell you what. I woke up this morning with a big headache, and it's kind of funny because I didn't drink or anything last night, but I've been eating a lot of hot wings over the past 2 days.
2017, to sum it up, was just one giant hot wing for me.
Well, I feel like I got hot sauces for Christmas. And then I gave some hot sauces for Christmas and for Kevin Fletcher's birthday.
Uh-huh.
And we went to Buffalo Wild Wings. And it's always just like, it seems like our crew really got super into hot food this year.
Yeah, we did. I did anyway. Me and TJ especially.
Yeah, big shout out to Teej, man. Get you on the podcast. You're like, dude, Kiss sucks. That's what I like when I hang out with TJ. It's like immediately we always listen to metal.
Mm-hmm.
And then... usually myself and Ryan Matthews will at some point take over the YouTube and put on Kiss stuff or take over Spotify, put on Kiss. We love it. And he'll be like, dude, Kiss.
It's great.
I just sit back and watch. I don't have any you know, I don't have any preference really on what goes on the YouTube.
Dude, I tell you what, you called me today, and if anybody could just see me right now, for one, I'm wearing like two sizes too big pajama pants. I'm wearing shoes with no socks. I have a Jake the Snake Roberts t-shirt on.
8-bit.
It's just a picture that someone did of Jake the Snake Roberts in 8-bit. So it's not from any video game or anything in particular. And I'm wearing a purple, a mauve, if you will, Sherpa-lined hooded sweatshirt. And I'm about out of it.
Insulated. Too. Looks
insulated.
Warm.
It is warm. It'll looks get really warm. Warm in the studio.
Yeah.
But the thing is I'm just like, man, if anybody could see me, I'm so haggard. I've been growing. Guys, baldness is a real thing, okay? Male pattern baldness, it's a real thing.
And I can't wait.
It hit me hard somewhere in my early 20s. Usually when you see me, I've got a nice shaved head, but it has turned off bitterly cold.
I remember when I first met you, you had the most beautiful mohawk I've ever seen.
I know, dude. Not anymore.
Not anymore.
I got the reverse mohawk.
You did.
I got that George Costanza mohawk.
You got it going on.
But I've grown my hair out a little bit because when it gets super cold, like obviously you lose so much heat in your head. So I'm like, oh, I'll grow it out a little bit. And I'm always wearing a hat. Like today, I'm just like, you know what? What you see is what you get here,
yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
I'm having a...
Trying to church it up.
Yeah. It's just super early in the morning. But yeah, man, Bud Light already. I could hear that chug right there on the... Right there on the cast.
It's tasty, yeah. I figured, you know, I bought them. I was over here the other day and I left them, so I'm back and now I'm going to drink them. Or at least one of them because I got to drive out of here. So.
Exactly. Yeah, Joe, you were just over here the other day. We enjoyed a few drinks. It's weird because it was like we had two beers apiece
and then we just
you got pizza and ate. Then we just watched YouTube.
Yeah. It was funny. Like, you want to sober up real quick? Just eat some fucking hot food.
Yeah.
Good.
Dude, it's true, though.
It is true.
That gets me right back to the stories. Like, the past couple days, I've just been eating hot food, and it's just, like, taking a toll on my physical appearance.
Yeah, same here.
Not only on my weight, but just, like, I'm like, man, my nose is red, and my lips are chapped.
All you can think about is going to sleep.
Yeah. And plus, it's, like, 1 degree outside today.
Yeah,
so.
It's not helping at all.
Guys, I'm going to be looking rough. If you see me out here by the time you hear this, if you saw me out on New Year's Eve and you'd be like, man, that guy's really gone to shit. Well, yeah. You'll know why. It's the hot food and the cold weather. A 1-2 punch of that.
Seriously.
Of temps.
And a few cold beers.
Temperature extremes. So, yeah. Well, my 2017.
Yeah, how was yours 2017?
It was great. I feel like it flew by.
You met some goals that you had set for yourself?
Man, I hit some big goals. Biggest goal was, hey, I want to do a podcast.
Right.
And so did that.
That worked.
But I had some goals, too, where I was like, dude, I want to do it every week, every Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
without fail, rain, shine, sleet, or snow, hell or high water, we're going to make a podcast. We're going to have it out for everybody on Tuesday. And it's just as much fulfilling for me, maybe even more so fulfilling for me than it is for people out there that listen. I'm not even sure how many people out there are listening regularly. Because sometimes I'll have like huge spikes and sods. Sometimes they go under the radar a little bit. But for me, just the goal of every week, like put it together.
Get it done.
Get it done.
Yeah.
And there's a lot that goes into it. So just smarten you guys up behind the scenes. You record a podcast, which that entails finding the guest you want, approaching the guest you want via the internet or... in real life, and then finding a time,
arranging the whole thing to get together and actually sit down and do it is
that's the hard part.
That's a lot of work.
So once you get them either on the phone or in the stewed, you know, you got to sit down and do an hour and a half, whatever the case might be,
right?
And some of them are super easy and some are
pulling teeth.
You're right. And but then from there, once it's recorded, then an intro has to be recorded, and you got to get their music to be played or what have you. So you're tracking that down. I send that off to you. You're handling that side of it. But also, it's like things that you don't even think about, like your show notes and your photos and your thumbnails and like all the stuff to embed it on the websites and everything. I got to do that every single week. Like, you got to write your show notes for the podcast, but then you got to write show notes specifically for Facebook, and then you got to write show notes in 120, now 240 characters for Twitter.
Right.
And then put it out there and then share it. as much as you possibly can. Facebook has been getting crazy. Facebook, I'm sure you're listening to this. I'm sure you have some sort of algorithm already. But it is so crazy when you put stuff out there and, you know, even if you spend the time to pay extra, like you spend the time, you spend the money to like sponsor your post.
Right, yeah.
Like you can sponsor a post, put in $20 and it'll be like, oh yeah, your post was seen by 500 people. I'm like, I have more than 500 people on the Sean versus Wild podcast page. You know right, what I'm saying? Yeah. And I have more than, you know, I have like 2000 people on my personal Facebook.
Right.
How come they can't see it?
Yeah. I don't, that Facebook just wants your money, man.
They just throttle it, man. Yeah. They throttle the post. So
well, there's so much shit on Facebook. Like it's like, oh, you want us to make room for this post? You're going to have to pay us a fucking arm and a leg and nobody's going to see the damn
thing. True.
It's the worst for bands too, like Foxbat. We have to deal with that stuff all the time. We'll post something. It's like, oh, your post was seen by 11 people.
Yeah,
like,
great.
Oh, sick. You know what
oh,
I mean?
11 people, yeah. Great. I wish you would have told me that. I would have just spared myself.
I would have not wasted the 5 minutes it took to type this up and put the picture on there.
Yeah, but I would just call up my friends and family. And
I could text 11 people.
Shit, yeah, if you need me to, I'll send out a group text to 11 people. That's right. Great. You know, I can hit up 11 people on Facebook Messenger.
Seriously. Instagram's where it's at, man.
Yeah. Well, now if you sponsor your posts on Facebook, it will immediately sponsor them to Instagram as well.
Well, that's cool. I didn't know that.
So, but to get people to click a link on Instagram is difficult because
exactly
you can't post a link in your description, at least as far as I know.
And you can't. You can copy and paste it, I think, I guess, right?
I don't think so. Yeah. I mean, you can post it to where someone can, yeah, like go in there and copy the text and then paste it later.
You can post the link in your bio. Okay, yeah. Gotcha.
So Sean versus Wild right there on the Sean versus Wild podcast Instagram page, but
link in bio.
At this point, if you are listening, you already know where it is,
right?
You know what I'm saying? But if you want to give that information out to your family and friends, you know, if you want to text 11 people about the show, I'd appreciate it. Guys, here's a goal for 2018. I want every listener to text 11 people into a group text
and say, listen to this
and
podcast.
Say, listen, you know that new sound you've been looking for? Well, listen to this. Joe's all tangled up here in his cords.
Yeah, a little bit. That's all right.
I think maybe 2018, a big goal of mine is expand the Smithsonian. Because this room is just getting, especially after the holidays, after Christmas, I've got gifts in here. I've got my records in here.
The boxes.
Merchandise in here. I've got all the podcast stuff.
Two really nice chairs.
I got a salt lamp.
You do got a salt lamp.
Yeah.
Some candles. What is this?
Oh, that is a scent warmer, so it's like having a candle. Go ahead and flip that on, man. There's an on switch, but this whole place will smell like banana bread here before too long. Trust me, it's better than smelling like hot food toots.
You're gonna love beautiful. It. That is beautiful right there.
Yeah, it's super bright, so
I like it. I like it a lot already.
Yeah, you should get yourself one.
I might.
Listeners out there, go ahead and grab you a scent warmer, and especially if you have a podcast.
I feel like you got salt that lamp. Hallmark.
I got it at close Walmart. Yeah, Joe Rogan Perfect. Has a salt lamp, and he mentioned it on the show, and I was like, okay, well, you know what? I'm going to try this salt lamp out.
You really want to improve the experience for your podcast guests? Get a salt lamp,
dude. Look at this.
Wow,
doesn't that, it just radiates negative ions, which make you feel good? So yeah,
yep.
But 2018, a lot of goals for the year. I should say in 2017, I got a lot of goals accomplished. So yeah, to do a podcast, great. To do it every single week, put the work in, put the effort in.
What was your biggest goal other than just do the podcast?
Well,
like numbers, from a numbers standpoint.
Oh, from a numbers standpoint with the podcast?
Yeah.
Well, okay. So I had a realistic goal and I had what's called the WIG. If
the
anybody
WIG.
Is a business person,
so
you might
set
have heard
one
of
that was a little ambitious.
The wildly important goal. So it's called the WIG goal. And my wildly important goal, I was like, okay, from somebody that's just starting out, that's not paying an arm and a leg for promotion, you know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, $10-$20, I can afford that.
Right.
But these promotions out there are $500 a month and stuff like
right,
that.
Right, yeah.
Good Lord, not me.
Right.
So I was like, my wildly important goal, I'm going to do 20,000 downloads this year. And then my realistic goal was I want to do 10,000 downloads this year.
Right.
And so I'm right at 11,000.
Well, good job.
At the time of this recording.
Nice.
So, of course, we got all day.
Right.
So we'll see how it...
It could jump up to, you know, 30,000, 40,000.
Right. You know, maybe somebody will find it. Right. Maybe iTunes, you know. Steve Wozniak will be like, hey, I love this podcast. This Everybody great. On iTunes, you're getting the show for free. You know, we'll it'll be like the U2 album. We'll just inception it right into your iTunes.
How did Audible turn out for you?
Man, that's another thing, too. Another things to check off the bucket list is I wanted to get some advertisers and sponsors and make it legit.
Right.
Make it 100% a fish.
Audiophile's been loyal.
Audiophile Inc. is one of the best things that ever happened to the show. Shane, big shout out for everything that you do. You know, he basically was like, yeah, dude, I'd love to sponsor the show. And we kind of just do it on a handshake deal. And I've promoted him every week on the show. And he has set me up with my merch, which in turn I can sell and make some money. So right, that yeah. helps support the show.
That's awesome.
And then, yeah, I got Audible. Amazon company guy. So mm-hmm. a company owned by Amazon that does the audiobooks and stuff. It's awesome. I have it. And I recommend everybody try it for free for 30 days. But go to audibletrial.com/SeanVersusWild and go ahead and sign up for that. Free 30 days, free audiobook. And if you don't like the audiobook, you can return it and get another one. But it's you still are allowed to keep it. So that works.
That's cool.
But that worked out really well, honestly. I'd love to see more traction on it in 2018. But... And I don't know how much business they want you to talk, but I mean, they give you a really good amount of money. If somebody signs up, yeah. I mean, it's not like it's not like you get $5 and it's not like you get $10. You right. actually get more than that. So again, not want to talk too much business, but for every one person that signs up, that goes to the show. And that's cool. And the fact that I was able to sustain this, you know, it's great for me, mm-hmm. you know?
Absolutely.
Sometimes just selling two or three t-shirts or getting one person on there that keeps, like, you know, these sponsorships running for a little bit right. or the some of the other stuff.
It's tough, too, when stuff starts to, like, if you have a slow period and it gets a little dry, which is inevitable
right.
in anything that you do, it gets a little discouraging sometimes. So it's important to push through all that and just fucking keep going.
Yeah. Well, and it seemed like, too, this year, my best times were in the spring and summer. But then I also had some times in spring and summer were probably the best mm-hmm. for me, which I always thought would be different. Like, I figured, hey, it's winter, it's fall, like, it's colder, you're not going to be outside so much.
Right.
But maybe people are listening to it in their car, so that's maybe why...
Yeah. That's when I listen to them. Well, obviously you send them to me and I listen to them.
Right.
But I listen to my car on the way to work every day pretty much.
I always just listen to my podcasts at any given time. At work with my headphones in.
Right.
If I'm going to the store or, you know, I'm driving. Anytime I can get a chance, I'll put it on. And not mine. I need to maybe go back and maybe I would have more listens if I actually went back and listened to a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
So, I went back and listened to maybe the first 20, and then I have about 2/3 left to go back and listen to. So, but it's kind of interesting to see how the show's grown.
And progressed throughout the year, yeah, for sure.
Because we were doing it, I was doing it in the first part of the year with just like a little two-track recorder. I had two like small dynamic mics, this one right here that I have.
Oh, you had the Tascam.
Yeah, I had the Tascam DR40. For anybody who wants to know what the gear is, I know I mentioned it before, but I had the Tascam DR40, which is like a two-channel recorder, and then I had these Audio-Technica ATR2100 mics, which are cool, like especially if you want to start a podcast. People ask me, like, hey, I want to start a podcast. What mic do you get? Start out with this mic because it's XLR and it's USB. So
that's nice. Yeah.
If you want to record to a recorder like me, you can have your XLR. It's
plug
great.
It into the laptop. You can do that too.
Plug it into the laptop. And it also has a headphone jack right here on the mic.
Interesting.
So you don't, you know, maybe if your computer's not as sweet as, you know, other people's, like mine's garbage, for example. So if your computer's anything like mine, you can plug your headphones in directly to this mic and you don't have to worry about latency. You don't have to worry about lag and you've got monitoring right there.
What do one of those run you?
When I bought these, I want to say, it's funny because when this microphone first hit the market, it was $35 brand new.
Really?
And the reception has been so good with it, and the reviews are so good. And imagine this with commerce here. They just started making it more expensive as the years go by. So this mic started out at $35. I think when I bought it, they were maybe $65. And I think now they run somewhere between $70 and $75.
Wow.
So... But you can buy these used, I'm sure, pretty much anywhere.
Yeah.
eBay, anything.
Well, even at $60 to $70, that's still not bad for a you know, a microphone that has that many options.
Yeah. And if you're interested in wanting to know like what exactly it sounded like, just go back and listen to the first
couple.
Probably 10. Yeah. Probably the first 10, 11 episodes of Sean vs. Wild. And that's what it is. But I always keep it around. It's great, especially like mobile. It's a lot easier to have these sorts of microphones mobile than it is to have like a condenser microphone.
Like the 2020s.
Yeah. So I keep my condenser microphones basically just on these scissor stands in the Smithsonian. And if I go out into the field, this is what I use.
The old field cast. So,
yeah, absolutely. A little technical jargon here for mm-hmm. you. And the great thing about a podcast is, you know, you can see everything.
Right. So you know exactly. It looks beautiful.
But Google ATR2100 USB by Audio-Technica.
Yeah, I have a lot of people ask me, too, you know, what I do to mix, like what programs I use to mix them and, you know, what kind of mics that you're using, this and that, and what kind of setup we got. And, I mean, it's pretty, it's not some elaborate setup, really. I mean, it's pretty simple and straightforward, so.
Yeah, it's pretty easy to do. And I will say that that's one of my favorite things of this year. People have come out of the woodwork to just be like, man, your show sounds great. So that's a compliment to you.
And you.
And me.
The interviews are good.
Dude, and I will say the moment I got the, now I use a Zoom H6 for anybody out there that cares. The moment I bought the Zoom H6 and figured out how to use it, I feel like editing was probably 30 times easier. Because you can just control right here.
Yeah, the levels and everything right there.
Yeah, so all you got to do is like drop in some songs and stuff. Yeah. How long does it take you now? Because I would say originally we would meet up.
Yeah.
We would edit the stuff basically. You would edit it under some supervision of mine.
Yeah.
Because at that point I was always making mistakes.
We wanted to just make sure everything was neat, clean, and where it needed to be kind of thing.
Right.
When we first started, I'd say it took us probably close to an hour.
Yeah.
Now I'd say it takes me longer to bounce the track than it does to actually mix it and put the stuff where it needs to go.
Really?
Yeah. It takes me probably collectively from when I open the email to when the song is bounced out of Logic, probably about 20 minutes.
Yeah. So there you go. And Joe uses Logic.
I'd say about 5 of those minutes are downloading and then 5 of those minutes are bouncing. So mixing, not very long.
Yeah, before we were getting together, and I was even recording the intros like in the studio at your house.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes I'd go over to your house at like 6 o'clock and wouldn't leave the house till like 9 because we were recording the intros and editing out a bunch of things. Like, oh, if somebody coughed, edit that out. Or
right.
If you made this mistake, edit it out. And also, too, it was a little bit trickier because with the 2-track recorder that we had, it was bouncing down to 1 track. And basically, mine was like the left channel and the other person's was like the right channel.
So we had to get it in mono.
We had to get it in mono. And then also too, it made editing it a heck of a lot harder.
Yeah, it did. Cause they weren't independent tracks. They were 1 track with 2 people talking on it. So you couldn't like manipulate it the way that you wanted to.
Yeah. That's the beauty of the Zoom now. It's like, you know, if you have 6 people on a podcast, which surprise, you'll have one next week to edit.
Oh God.
six or more people.
Let's say 20 minutes. That's a basic podcast.
Yeah.
Like if you want me to make you sound like, you know, Darth Vader or a female or whatever it may be, the guy from the movie trailers or
That was another one.
And then the different songs. The hardest part about editing, especially if you're doing a band, is the levels are usually pretty easy, but it's the volume level of the songs that get sent because they're all mastered different.
Sure.
They're all recorded different. Some of them, like we had talked about, are, you know.
Yeah. Explain this phenomenon because we used to have this issue a lot, especially at the beginning. But there's some strange phenomena here, listeners, and this is more behind the scenes stuff. You'll never know. You might have noticed it on a podcast. I think one of them went to air. And we immediately changed it within the hour or so. But there's a phenomena that, so music is recorded at a certain hertz.
Right.
At 44.1.
Yeah.
Okay.
Typically,
yes.
That's the standard.
And you can also record at, say, 40,000.
Or whatever you want, really.
Yeah, I mean, can record it whatever you want. And the only problem with that is, like, if you...
I think it's a Logic thing. I don't know if every other program does this. I don't know if I have mine set up differently. I've since, you know, messed with it to try to figure out why it does this. But anytime I import a song that wasn't recorded at 44.1, it will it'll take that song and stretch it to whatever the BPM is set in Logic, the beats per minute in Logic. So it could be, you know, a blast beat song, and it sounds like some cruising jazz song or something.
Yeah, exactly.
So, like, we can't, like, but I mean, I figured out how to fix it, obviously, but there were definitely mistakes made there for sure, because sometimes you're in a hurry, you throw the song in there, it's something that slips your mind, you don't even think about it, you know what I mean? But whenever you import it, it'll ask you, do you want, you know, this song to be set to, you know, the whatever setting you have in Logic, or do you want it to import as what it is? And, you know, you're just, don't read it, click it, whatever, you know what I mean? Just, okay, yeah, sure, whatever. And then, you know, next thing you know, you got a metal song that sounds like a fucking Britney Spears song.
Yeah, it sounds like satanic metal. But so the phenomena, just to kind of explain it, is, you know, you'll hear the podcast, and it'll be in your normal time, and then a song will, that might be recorded at a different hertz, or whatever the case might be, will be, you'll come on and it will just be super slow.
Or super fast.
Right. Yeah. And then, so we had that phenomenon and we're like, man, how do we change this? So we'll be like, well, we'll just change the podcast to the speed of the song. So then it would be like the podcast would be super, super fast. And then the song would be slow. And then finally,
we figured it out.
Yeah. That was episode 3 or 4 is whenever we first, ran into that. And then we kind of was like at the last minute freaking out. We were able to fix it and it went to air just fine.
Well, I've never imported it. Like, I don't import audio into a session ever, really. You know what I mean? So that was really the first time I've ever done that, especially something that's coming from somebody that I don't know, that I can't message or talk to. You know what I mean?
Well, just if
to
you see don't know, yeah, or, you'd be like, oh, well, you wouldn't be like, oh, this sounds different.
Right, I'd never heard the song before.
Sure.
So I'm just like, how the hell am I supposed to know? And then you probably don't know either, because you probably never heard the song either, really.
You're like, oh, it's a brand new exclusive, never before heard by anybody ever. And then we get it, we're like, I guess it's this slow.
Yeah, sure.
Well, does that sound right to you?
It's like, I guess.
So then paranoia kicks in, and we have to make sure.
All right. We're watching YouTube videos on how to do stuff. And yeah, but I learned, like I said, I learned a lot doing this podcast, so I'm grateful for that, and it is fun doing it.
And that's a good thing. If you guys want your podcast to sound awesome, you can always just hit up Joe Brock. He'll boop those dials for you for dirt cheap.
Arch a wicked, wicked intro song.
Yeah, wicked intro song, which that was actually a great thing that I thought came from this podcast, is that people have hit you up to do their podcast intros as well.
They have, yeah. I've made more money doing that than I ever have playing music. So that was really cool.
Yeah. So Joe's the man responsible, as you guys might remember, for the epic riffage.
I love it too. And I love doing the different ones, like for the movie podcasts or just whatever. If you're like, you know, switch it up, make something, do something different. I'm like, oh, dude, okay.
Maybe in 2018 we can, we'll just add more experimentation and instrumentation.
Yeah.
And,
maybe we should do a fresh reoccurring theme for 2018.
Yeah, maybe we can church it up. We'll take the old and mix it with the new.
Yeah, we'll make it a little more satanic or something.
Yeah, dude, liven it up. Dude. We'll put a bunch of backwards messages in it, dude. It'll be like, eat hot sauce for
eat
Satan.
Eat hot sauce for breakfast.
For Satan. Your butthole will be just like the fires of hell.
Man. That's the truth,
dude. The last dab. I got the last dab for Christmas. Sean Evans. I have a love-hate relationship with Sean Evans because
I know why.
I have Sean versus Wild, and then like 3 months later, he came out with Sean in the Wild, and I'm just like, oh, rats. That really puts a real bummer on the show.
Yeah.
But, you know, whatever. I'm sure that I can forgive him if I were to see him in real life.
I still love him.
But I'm just like, hey, bald white man having a show and being named Sean, get your own gimmick.
Seriously.
Get your own thing. So we did eat hot chips on the show. I feel like that was my retribution to him.
Right.
Like, yeah, welcome to Sean versus Wild.
He's a great interviewer, too. He has some really cool interviews.
Man, you know what? Forget him. Forget him.
Dude, fuck him.
Sean Evans, if you're listening, come on the show. We'll hash it out.
Yeah. We'll fucking fight right here.
We'll have a Sean off. We'll have a Sean off.
Yeah.
So, yeah. See, I wouldn't even edit that cough out, this one.
Right.
2018, we're just keeping it super natch.
It's just going to be one big cough.
Yeah, it's a cough fest.
Super natch.
I heard that people like it when you cough and eat on the podcast, so I feel like we'll just implement that.
Yeah. That's the worst. I'm like, oh, God, why is that chick fucking smacking her lips?
I hate
like
it when people have a wet mouth.
Yeah, it's gross.
Now, I know that. Sometimes you just can't help it.
I mean, typically everyone's mouth is, you know, wet, I guess.
But dude, like whenever you take a drink of something, like sometimes you can hear it, like that's kind of annoying. But if somebody has a naturally wet mouth, And it just sounds like someone's like stirring mac and cheese or something.
Oh my God, that's fucking disgusting.
I'm like, I can't stand that on a podcast. That's for damn sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, so let's talk about your favorite of the Sean vs. Wild podcast for 2017.
My favorite one for 2017. That's a tough one. The Brian Whiteman two-part was probably my favorite.
Yeah, that's high up on my list.
Yeah, that one was really good just because it has a lot of unanswered questions and then just a lot of really good stories just from them over the years. And obviously, you know, I'm close to them, so it was cool to hear all that stuff. I really like the Derek Allen one too. I thought that one was really good.
Yeah, Derek Allen was a great interview.
He was way, I don't know the word I'm looking for here, but he was like way more into it than I thought he would be.
Dude, he was super into it. And Derek Allen and I, here's one of the best perks of the podcast is there'll be some people that I don't necessarily know super well going into it. Mm-hmm. Now I know Derek, I've been over to his place and I've known him throughout the years and stuff like that, but he and I didn't really carry on too much of like texting regularly type relationship. It's just like, you know, when you're in the area, you hit him up, or if he's around, you know, he'll hit you up and we'll just chat, or we see each other at a show or see each other out. But after that show, like, we text pretty regularly now, and he'll send me links like, hey, check this out, or I'll be like, hey, check this out, because he's a big movie fan like me. So it turned out, as we're talking, like, oh, we're like, not only are we super into music, but hey, we're also into movies and all this other stuff. Right. So we'll shoot each other messages and stuff. And that's kind of one of the beauties of,
I think it was his confidence was higher than I thought it would be. Cause when I've ever talked to him, every time I've ever met him, he's been, you know, kind of quiet and just like chill and, you know, shy kind of, but he was really good. I liked that one a lot.
That was a great one.
What was your favorite?
Man, well, I have some favorites.
It's hard to pick a favorite child, but
well, you know, here's a few. Like, okay, the one with Clay, episode one.
Yeah, that one.
That's great. The one that kicked it all off. You know, so I got a special place in my heart for that. And having Clay do the interview, you know, maybe if that interview sucked, like maybe we wouldn't be talking right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Or if it didn't go well for me or something like that. But Clay was good because he has a natural zest for conversation, you know?
Right.
And then so do I. So we were able to build off each other and it went super well.
Right.
And that was like, I wanted to do more.
Best person you could have chose to do the first one.
Exactly.
Probably.
And, you know, that was good because it kicked it all off, you know? And so that one's great for me. K-Days was like
I was going to say K-Days was really good.
Yeah, that was like the first phone interview that I did.
That one was awesome.
And that was trial and error because I actually had to record hers twice. There's like an unreleased first part. Maybe I'll release it at some point as like a little special feature or something. But there's an actual full interview that I did. But there was some sort of, this is when I had like just the most simple setup. And there was some sort of static on the line that didn't quite... I couldn't do that to my listeners. So she was cool enough. I actually interviewed her twice for the same episode. And, but that one went off really well. That was like one of the first ones that I did that were like, people were like talking about it and really getting the buzz for the show. And it was the first phone interview. So that's like its own thing to tackle that, which finally I think I've got it down pretty well.
And it was funny.
Yes. And it was very funny.
It was great. I liked it a lot.
Christian Thompson from Falling in Reverse. Really, that's like one of the biggest ones. Him and Brian Whiteman are like the most successful. I mean, how do you measure success, really?
But right.
They're the most tuned in ones.
Yeah.
The ones that people have tuned into the most. Both of them at two parts. Those are fantastic.
Yeah.
So.
The Christian one was really good. I forgot about that one.
But there's a lot of great ones. I mean, I think the one really maybe my personal favorite to listen to that I love so much is I just did one a couple weeks ago. With my sister, and we just talked about Christmas and all of our dumb ass Christmas memories.
Yeah, that was funny.
And, you know, my family and stuff have been texting me like, hey, like, I'm like, man, I'm surprised. You know, my mom was like, hey, I listen to your podcast. I'm like, oh,
that's
shit.
That's cool, yeah.
I didn't even, like, you know.
I hope I didn't fucking embarrass myself too much.
Well, I'm just like, man, I didn't even know you knew what a podcast was. She's like, oh, yeah, I just saw it on Facebook, clicked it, decided I'd check it out.
Oh, yeah.
It's really good.
That's awesome.
Like, oh crap. So I love that one.
I was like, my mom, she's like, I saw your music video online. I'm like, oh God.
Holy Lord.
Like, shit, I didn't know you knew how to use the internet.
So yeah, those are great. But I've had a ton of great guests. The episode I did with Jawan was fantastic. That I loved that one.
Man, there's so many. It's hard to pick and it's hard to remember them all, but all of those, the ones you've mentioned, have been awesome.
Yeah. Simon from Alvarez Kings. That one was fun.
Yeah.
That was cool because it was a phone interview. Well, it was actually like Facebook, I think. It was like a Facebook messenger call.
And he was in another.
But he was in another country. Continent. Yeah, totally different continent. So that was like my first international one.
That was cool.
But dude, harnessing the power of technology, you can do just about anything.
Whatever the hell you want, man.
At this part, yeah. At this point. And I'm thinking maybe in 2018, that'll be my goals going forward. So what are your resolutions for 2018?
Resolutions?
Your goals.
Goals,
2018. Personal and professional.
Personal level, honestly, is going to be the opposite of 2017. I know we joked about it at the beginning, but I do think I'm probably going to try to smoke less cigarettes.
Oh, gotcha. Hey, that might work out better.
Another cliche resolution that I want to do, just because I fucking feel like shit a lot of times, is exercise.
Yep.
Workout. It's hard. I mean, not necessarily workout, but just like run or do something. You know what I mean? Professional, I want to. We hooked up. I don't know if we're allowed to disclose some of this information, but yeah. Things are.
You hooked up with someone.
Someone, Foxbat, has hooked up with a person, and everything's going really good with that right now. But the future looks bright, and we're all really excited.
So bright, you have to wear shades.
Yeah, so we're all really excited about it. But we're, you know, goals for that. Play shows, really. I mean, that's the whole
play shows.
that's my favorite part about being a band, is playing shows. So I mean, that's what we want to do. That's what we're gonna do.
This is gonna be off topic here. I don't know if you'll even be old enough to remember this, but listeners out there, were you old enough, Joe, to remember the big fad in the 90s with bookmarks?
Yeah,
where like,
I mean, I know what a bookmark is,
right? But they would always like, you would always see like the, they're like plastic bookmarks.
Holographic.
Yeah, but they'll have like a picture on one side, but they always had like the tassel that hung off of them. So, okay. Those were big shit in my school, and I used to have a Garfield one, and it said, "My future's so bright, I have to wear shades," and the shades were like holographic, silvery, reflective, whatever.
It was like the sickest bookmark ever.
Yeah, bro. That was stuck in between the pages of many a Goosebump book back in the day. Future so bright, I gotta wear shades. Speaking of my future being so bright, 2018, personal goals, big one. Over the years, you know, over this year, especially, not playing music, not sweating your ass off.
Maybe you should play some tunes
in venues. And yeah, I was gonna say, just not sweating your ass off like in venues, hauling gear, you know, killing yourself every weekend at the practice space
of what I'm trying to do.
Yeah, well, because I did that, I didn't do that for a full year. I feel like I've really developed a podcaster's body. So I'm going to drop these LBs, drop this weight here in 2018. So I got big plans for that. Be on the lookout for that. I might actually start. I was thinking,
dude, maybe we can just fucking hit the old track together and just run some miles.
Yeah, man. I was like, maybe I should just start a YouTube channel where it just shows me every day or every week. Not every day. That's ridiculous. But just like, hey, this is my this is what I've been doing this week. This is my weight. This is my
progress.
This is what I've been doing in the gym, you know,
that'd
or
be cool.
Outside. So, but that's coming off in 2018. So that's a big one.
I've never been to a gym. I mean, I've been to a, you know, in my school gymnasium,
yeah.
But I've never been to like you know, Planet Fitness or fucking,
dude, it's
whatever.
Pretty cool. My never. Gym. Big never shout out to LAC. Like, you know, a lot of people are like, LAC, man. The people that go there. Yeah, the people that go there have put a lot of time and effort and work into the gym. They're always in great shape already. But, you know, that's never stopped me, because even at my biggest then and now, like, I still go, and it's fine. And everybody's cool, and everybody's quick to help you out. And a lot of you can do free weights there, or you can do the machines. Or they have what I call, what they call the cardio theater. But
that sounds like something I'd be into.
Dude, it's treadmills and ellipticals and Stairmasters and all that sort of thing in like a movie theater instead of seats.
Oh, that's cool.
And then they play a movie.
I would like that.
But I like it because, you know, if you are ever self-conscious about your performance or your body.
I'm just like, I'm not really self-conscious, but I'm like, just nervous for some reason. You know what I mean? Like,
I'm just saying, if you ever like, not self-conscious, but like if you're ever thinking like, oh man, I'm not like super great at running, I don't necessarily want to run right in the middle, like on display.
Yeah.
Go to the cardio theater. Not only do you get to check out a movie, and that's always fun, but you're in the dark and you're doing your own thing and you're not paying attention to the people around you and they're not paying attention to you either.
I guess probably no one there really gives a fuck what you're doing.
So. No, not really. But I mean, if you do go around the free weights, I mean, there are people that are like super jacked, and I think they go there because they're like, yep,
check
this out, bro.
Flipping jacked, Holmes.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be like if you're a great musician, you're like, hey, I'm going to put on a show. People are going to be super entertained. You know, we're going to go play here. Same with like if you're super good at bodybuilding or super good at lifting weights. They're like, hey, I want to show everybody how fucking kick ass I am.
Right.
Let me put myself on display.
Like John Cena over here on this lunchbox.
Like John Cena, dude, ripped. I got a John Cena lunchbox for Christmas. You know what that means? No more using brown paper bags for my meals. Dude.
This thing is cool.
Krispy Kreme and I had the same wish list every year. So
Krispy Kreme.
Yeah, I got a
Jelly Bean Jack.
Is that his name?
Yeah.
Froggy Fresh.
Well, I thought it was Jelly Bean Jack.
No, he starts to go by it.
He went back to Krispy Kreme?
No. He goes by Froggy Fresh.
Oh, well, shit. He's worse than Puff Daddy.
Dude, no, he went from Krispy Kreme, about to get sued, so he changed his name to Froggy Fresh.
I thought he was Jelly Bean Jack at one point.
He had three names, and you had to vote. And Froggy Fresh is what they voted.
Okay.
Jelly Bean Jack. What a great name. Maybe that's your name. But yeah,
Jelly Bean Joe.
So I want to Jelly Bean Joe, booping the dials. Booping 2018. The dials. But yeah, I want to get back in fighting shape here. So that's going to be goal number one for my personal. And then also do want to start playing music again. So I have some great ideas for some studio projects. I don't know how much I want to play out right now, but I do want to record a series of studio projects. And I've had a few beers and talked to people about it over the years as well. So if you're interested, hit me up, especially if you like Black Sabbath.
Satan.
Especially if you like satanic music.
Well, I'm getting in on it. I promise you that.
Imagine David Bowie and Black Sabbath meets something brand new.
Something new.
Something new, something old, something borrowed, something cold.
Something gold.
That wasn't something gold. Something new, something old, something silver, something cold. Perfect. But yeah, and then professionally, dude, I want to take this podcast to the next level.
The next freaking level.
So I've been working hard, sending out emails, getting some, I feel like you got a year under your belt. You've shown people what you can do.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to branch out and really start getting some heavy hitters.
We're trying to quit our fucking jobs.
Yeah, that's exactly right, dude. You don't want to work for the man the whole life. You want to work for yourself. So
yep.
That's a several part process. Okay. The thing is we need the listens. You know, you got to have the listens to the show. So you got to tune in. So that's your part, listeners. You just tune in, tell your friends, send a text out to 11 people for, you know, everybody listening. Do that. If you have friends that are like podcasts, get them to like the show or something. And I'm going to do the same, obviously, on my part. But I'm striving to get bigger guests, better guests, get more people to tune in. Not better, because I think all of my guests are pretty kick fucking ass.
Yeah, it doesn't matter who you are.
But I'm just saying, like, bigger guests, move the show up, make it bigger, more sponsors, and just make some money.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, the amount of content and the quality of content can only get bigger and bigger the less and less I have to spend working my regular job.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's just anybody that has a passion project.
For sure.
So, but yeah, and I want to kind of do some things and maybe get a part of some sort of network or something just to get more visibility. So gaining the visibility, gaining the downloads, increasing that.
Right.
Because I think, you know, I did 10,000 in 2017. Well, I did 11,000, but my goal was 10,000. I feel like 15,000, 20,000 can be reached
easily
in 2018.
You just gotta reach out, man.
Yeah,
it works. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Basically,
that's all right.
But all you can do is try.
That's true.
Like you got the girl from Unleash the Archers.
That's true.
That was cool.
Yeah, that was a great one too.
That was a great one. I mean, well, you've had a lot of bigger name people on here. Even if you know the people listening don't know who it is,
yeah, that's true.
I'm sure, they realized it after they heard it.
So But I'm going to just keep reaching out, man. The power of the internet, power of sending an email.
It's an amazing thing.
You know, just sending your stuff out there. You never know. People, you might get a million no's, but you might get one yes.
Right.
And that's all that matters.
People are typically pretty responsive, too, for the most part. It seems like they'll either just be like, no, or like, yeah. I'm like, okay, yeah.
Sure, well, I've already spoiled this on the internet, but I'm going to tell you guys here.
I can't wait to hear.
I was going to say, one of the big interviews I got, Kevin Lyman,
yeah, that's
the man
insane.
Behind Warped Tour.
I cannot believe you got that. That's
so that's
insane,
in 2018, here in the next couple weeks.
Insane.
Be ready for that.
How did you get that one?
I got it because I posted a list of people that I wanted to talk to. I wrote it out, took a picture of it, put it on Twitter, tagged the people in it, said, hey, I have a show. I want to interview these people. Kevin Lyman hit me back and goes, hey, let's set it up. Here's
wow.
my email.
That's amazing.
Shot him an email and he was like, yep, we'll have to do it here on this date. And he's like, let me have you talk to my people that handle the scheduling. And I just sent him an email. I was like, yeah, I'm free this week. And they're like, all right, we'll do it this day at this time.
That That's so cool. I can't wait to ask you haven't sent me
it's
that
the same.
One yet.
Power of the internet.
I cannot wait to hear that one.
So
that was a phone interview, obviously.
That was a phoner.
How was he? I know I've asked you before, but how was he?
It was great.
It was great.
It was great.
Smooth.
And you'll have to.
I mean, I know you
everybody's going to have to listen, man.
You were a little nervous.
I was nervous, yeah, especially
I mean,
at the beginning.
I would have been nervous as shit.
But yeah, I still get nervous. That's how you know. I don't know.
That's a good thing.
It is good. I feel like, you know.
If you're still getting nervous after, you know, 56 episodes, it means you're doing something important to me. You know what I mean?
I agree. And plus, the nerves are what kind of work you up, man. It
right.
keeps you from being
it keeps you on your toes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Keeps you alert. Very alert.
Very alert.
So, yeah. I really, speaking of very alert, I wish you would have brought me a monster, but
well,
it's cool.
Yeah, you
just have to get another Bud Light. But,
just drink some Last Dab.
Yeah.
I'll wake you up.
I'll wake you right up. But yeah, so that's what I want to do. I want to keep this train rolling in 2018. And yeah, and now it's on Spotify. That's another big thing that happened on 2017.
Oh, yeah. It's hard to get your podcast on Spotify.
It was not easy. And it took a lot of deliberation. And you have to be, you have to submit your stuff. And then you have to basically be approved. Or at least you did at that time. I don't know if maybe, heck, maybe they just opened the floodgates to everybody now.
I don't think so. Because I don't think they want it to be like, you know, the music where anyone with a ukulele and a fucking harmonica can just record something and throw it on Spotify.
Right.
I think they really, you know, go through that and look and see and make sure it's something that people will listen to.
Right.
Because I feel like that's almost a mistake that they made at the beginning was because there's so much just irrelevant, random, stupid bullshit on Spotify that I feel like people just put on there just to see what they can get away with.
Right.
Sometimes.
So... But yeah, with the podcast stuff, it was in beta testing for like a while, or it was like in, you know, it was a prototype, if you will, for a while. But, you know, I got approved for that. And, you know, I don't really talk about it all the time. Of course, the show's on iTunes. Of course, it's on Stitcher. But it's also like on iHeartRadio. So if you're in iHeartRadio, it's in like all your podcast apps, Spotify now. It's on YouTube. So growing my YouTube channel.
Are you?
I need to, yes. I feel like YouTube is a...
Do you have subscribers?
I have some.
Some.
I don't have as many as I would like
to
mention on the
that
podcast.
Information. That's fine.
You guys can go to YouTube and my page.
I got 8 subscribers.
Yeah. I have more than 8, but I have less than 15.
Less than 15 or
yes,
50?
Yes, 15.
Dude, YouTube is a tough thing.
Well, it's tough for podcasts because, you know... But unless you start filming them, now that is
right,
something
yeah.
that people will want to see.
We should have filmed this one.
So maybe 2018. That was a goal of mine last year. I was like, yeah, by like the first year, I want to start, or after the first year, I want to start implementing film into it. So maybe if I, you know, make this place look better, get some Freon, and like make this place look better. Maybe you know we'll do that too. But so guys. Feel free to subscribe on the YouTube. I feel like that's a thing.
Yeah, I forget about that. I've never watched or listened to one on YouTube, so I didn't even.
I don't necessarily like to listen to podcasts on YouTube because I don't have Red, you know,
mm-hmm.
and it's like you got to keep your phone open and like for an hour and a half, whatever. Not really. Some people love it. So for those of you out there that do, and even if you don't like it, go ahead and subscribe to the show because, you know, it's all a game, okay? The internet's all this game where, like, if you look at the stuff or you listen to the. Podcasts or you subscribe or you follow or you retweet, then more people are allowed to see it then.
And that's
then
how it works.
When more people see it, then even more people see it and then so on and so forth. So it's kind of weird. It's not like one of those things where you're just throwing it out there and people can stumble upon it at random. Like if you want somebody to find it, like other people basically have to interact and participate.
Yeah. Pretty much.
So, listeners, hopefully that's what we'll be doing in 2018.
Get off your fucking asses.
No, I love each and every one of you guys. So, yeah, man. But that's my goal for 2018.
Who's your guest for 2018? Your ultimate guest?
Well,
J-Law still?
J-Law, Jennifer Lawrence, if you're listening, I want to get you for 2018.
J-Law, I'd like to get Hulk Hogan on the podcast.
Dude, I would love to get Hulk Hogan on the podcast. I need to really make a list. Chris Jericho would be somebody that I would love to have on the podcast too. He was on my list of people to get. Now that I can cross Kevin Lyman off, maybe I'll put Hulk Hogan in
place of Kevin Lyman.
Yeah, because boy do I love wrestling, but who doesn't love Hulk Hogan? The Hulkster.
Right, yeah, dude. Everybody.
He's been in some hot water these past few years, so make for a good conversation.
It's like, you need to get on here and clear this up.
Yeah, hey, Hulkster. Hulk. How do you feel about your fall from grace? Hulkster.
It's like,
yeah. And he'd be like, well, let me tell you something, brother. Wouldn't that be something? That'd be but incredible. Everybody likes a good comeback, so.
Right.
Hulkster, I'm pulling for you, bro.
Me too.
So, but yeah. And Joe, here we are, dude. Yeah. 2018's upon us.
It is.
It'll New Year's here. Eve. Your phone is going banana.
Be here
right
in about
now.
12 hours.
Your phone is going completely nut.
It is. It's going absolutely nut.
Yeah. So.
It's Biff.
Oh, it's Biff.
It can wait.
It can wait. So, Biff, if you're listening, I have a guitar I think you should look at for 24 to 48 hours. Keep a close eye on it.
Keep a close eye on it. Don't let it out of your sight.
Don't let it out of your sight for 24 to 48 hours, man. File down the nut. Take the buzz out of the low E.
File down the nut.
File down the nut. Take the buzz out of the low E. Did you have a good Christmas?
I did. I had a great Christmas, actually. I bought a bunch of stuff for Riley. She's 2 and a half now, so it was her first Christmas where she could actually, you know, like unwrap the presents herself, and she knew that it was a present and that there was a gift inside.
Right.
So that was really exciting.
She got the deets this year.
She was really into it. And I got a lot of cool shit as well, so that was awesome.
Yeah, what'd you get? What were some of your honorable mentions?
My honorable mentions, I got a Seymour Duncan 805 overdrive pedal. Mm-hmm. Got a Boss TU3 tuner. I got a 4K quadcopter drone.
Don't be flying it over my house, dude. I've been shooting down drones.
I'm shooting down drones.
Dude, the government, you ain't going to fool me with your little plane, with your toy helicopters. I know you're carrying data.
I got to tell you a story real quick. Now you said that. Remember, like, when the eclipse happened last year? I don't know if I told you this or that, or maybe TJ told you. We work for a wireless provider.
Right.
And we handle small business. We manage small business accounts. And TJ got a phone call from someone, one of his customers, whatever. And she called him, and she was like, TJ! She was like, the eclipse knocked out my LTE. I need you to fix it. And dude, it was like, this woman legitimately thought that the eclipse had just completely destroyed her data service on her cell phone. And we're just like, oh my God.
Ma'am, it looks like your account is delinquent.
Yeah. I was like, it's 60 days past due. It's been delinquent for a while. And they just shut your service off because you didn't pay your bill.
It could be the eclipse. It could be. It could be the fact that you haven't paid us in a few months.
Right.
So one or the other.
Oh, that was funny. I got an iPhone X too, which I guess, I mean, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, dude.
I don't realize it. Thinking about it now, I was like, I got a lot of shit.
What do you think about all the hot water Apple's in?
Are they in some hot water?
Oh, yeah. They're getting sued right now.
Are they?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't pay
attention. Turns out Apple's been throttling the service of their old phones, like the battery and stuff. So with every new update, if you have a phone that's not current, it basically makes your phone, in so many words, like... And for anybody out there, like, I know people love your Apple products and all that good
stuff.
I just
have them. I'm not, like, emotionally attached to them.
Well, I'm just saying, I know people are. But in so many words, like, when you do an update, it in turn will make a phone that's obsolete or outdated purposely shittier to where you have to get a new phone.
Really?
Yes. So they're getting sued right now. I don't know what the deets are. But,
I mean,
you
that
know,
sounds like something.
There'll always be an Apple apologist that'll be like, dude, all phones do that. And I'm like, well, that's weird because, you know, I've had my phone
well,
for
dude,
4
I feel
years.
Like, see, the thing is, I feel like Xbox does that. Like, I think it does, like, too. It's like, man, I bought this brand new Xbox and my Sega Genesis works better than this fucking Xbox. Like, dude, no offense, Xbox or Microsoft, but they're just fucking pieces of trash.
Yeah. I will say this, like, my PlayStation 4 still, and my PlayStation 3, shit, I play that all the time, but the biggest problem with the PlayStation is every time you turn it on, it seems like if you don't turn your PlayStation on for a month, you have an hour's worth of updates to do.
Oh yeah, easily.
You got to update every damn
and,
near.
Like
every time.
I'm not trying to pick on Xbox. Like all of the, any new console to me is just not what it used to be. Like it's just it, I don't know if it's just too much for it to handle. Or, but they just, they don't fucking work half the time.
Yeah. Well, dude, and think about the fact that, like, regular Nintendos are 30 plus years old right now.
And they're still fully functioning, and working. Still,
yeah, and you could take a Nintendo game. You could literally take a game, bury it, unearth it, set it on fire, stick it in a Nintendo, and it would still fucking work.
It would.
And all you got to do is really blow into the cartridge, and it'll be fine.
Yeah, 100% fine.
So,
and the controllers, you can step on them and spill shit on them and kick them across the room and they'll never break.
Yeah, that's the thing. 2018, man, we're going to bring back
quality fucking products. Gaming products.
Just in every aspect of our life, we're bringing quality back.
Exactly.
Quality products at a fair price.
I mean, seriously, though, like that's something that is taken for granted.
That's
true.
Because
people don't appreciate that.
Well, there's so
it's
much
like,
out
this
there.
This thing is $100. It's like, and all the other ones are $1,000. It's like, why do you think it costs $100? It's a piece of fucking trash.
Dude, you know, speaking of 2018's podcasting and quality. Now, I did see this, and in many ways, I'm very happy for the fact that people can do their own casts, you know, and people can do their own thing. Just like when I was a musician, it was like, I'm glad that people can make their own music as easily as possible, like at home or using other devices. Like, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
But also, in the long run, you got to be aware, you know, you got the consumer in you, or not the consumer, but the businessman inside mm-hmm. of you here, has to kind of step in and be like, well, you know, the more podcasts or the more music that's out there, the less visibility you're going to have, or the more competition that you're going to have.
Right.
But I just saw an app the other day. I saw like a little thing. Now this was, of course, on YouTube, had billions of hits, or on Facebook or whatever, had billions of whatever interactions, but basically they have an app now, and it's like you just put it on your phone and you just talk into your phone, and then it records it for you and then puts it out on your podcast stuff, puts it out on your iTunes. So you can record a podcast simply on your phone.
Just by hitting record on your phone?
Yeah, just by talking into your phone.
Oh, that literally takes all the fun out of it.
That's what I was saying.
Like there's no... I don't know how you could get any sort of satisfaction out of doing that.
Well, the material will be there, like the you know, there will be some stuff for people to listen to, but again, you want to make sure that you're giving out a quality product
at a fair price.
So the fairest price for me is super free, like as free as a bird, and in turn, you're going to get a quality podcast. But
every time,
no, not that I'm going to hate on anybody that does it, because again, like if you want to do a podcast, well, and all you
like
have
music,
is your phone.
Like music's
hit it,
been
bro.
Like that now for a while. It's like anybody can just buy a laptop and a small little interface, play their guitar, and program some drums, and you, next thing you know, you're on tour with fucking Kiss. That's literally all it takes. That's like that shit happens all the time.
Well, if that's all it takes, I suggest we start.
Let's get going.
Yeah,
like that's how I do all of our pre-pro. And like I have Octane in my car because I got a new car and it came with like a
set like NOS. Dude, if I fucking press the Octane button, I'll go 300 miles an hour
instantly. It's like it's a radio. It's a radio station, but like all of the bands on the radio station, like they don't all necessarily sound the same, but every single snare drum that you hear is the exact same snare drum.
Yeah.
And all of the toms are the exact they're the same drum.
As a drummer,
and I'm
that was
like,
one
what
of my
the
biggest
fuck, dude?
Pet peeves.
Like it pisses me off. I'm like, okay, oh, here comes the breakdown. Here comes the fucking cannon snare drum. It's like, all right, every time. It's just stupid.
That's one of my biggest pet peeves as a drummer. I feel like in 2018, you don't even need to have a drummer of your band. He's just there.
Right.
Like,
and don't get me wrong, like I like big, loud, heavy, hard-hitting drums because like I play, you know, rock music and like heavy music sometimes, but I would like it to be, you know, its own thing,
right?
Like different, like real sound. You can make a real
organic
drum kit.
Sound.
Yeah, you can make a real drum kit sound huge if you need. Like they did it. Motley Crue did it fucking 20 years ago. You know, we could still do it today.
Yeah. Well, that was my thing. Is like
it gives it character.
A drummer is like, it's just kind of back there for show at this point.
Right. Yeah.
You could have a keyboard player that
thing
will
is,
play
I
the
saw,
exact same thing.
I don't know if you were there, but at Deadfest, I saw a band, and not to take anything away from this band, but they literally played a backing track of MIDI drums with, you know, cymbals, kick drum, snare drum, like real drum, you
sure.
know, MIDI drum sounds. And it was just two guitar players, a bass player, and a singer, and they had no drummer, and they just played to recorded drums.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, what? Like, who in their right fucking mind? How dare you do something like that? Like, get a drummer.
Yeah.
Like, if you can't find a drummer, then you shouldn't fucking
That's the thing. We're holding on to a generation that's obsolete, man, because the wave of the future is just, you know.
It's like people are going to go to shows and just look at a screen, and it's just going to be like, they're just going to watch music videos.
Yeah.
I've already produced, like, full songs that I recorded.
Well, look at it this way. You know, you go see... I'm sure if you go to see, you know, Ariana Grande, or you go see Demi Lovato, like, it would not surprise me if they don't have a full band.
Right.
And look at that. So basically they have programmed everything.
Yeah.
And then they're singing to tracks. And you could get somebody like maybe
a little bit,
Kesha,
feel like.
That's going to be singing with auto-tune on top of the tracks.
Yeah.
So it's just one person there with like a video and some dancers.
I almost expect it though with that kind of thing. But like when you have a band and like your recordings are, you know, instruments like drums, guitars, bass, vocals, blah, 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 this and that. I don't know. And I like people a lot rely on like playing to a click track or a lot of backing tracks and stuff like this, which that's cool. Like that's totally cool. And bands that do it well, I think it's awesome. But other bands that depend on it to make them sound good, I was like, dude, come on, get your
shit
together.
Yeah, man, learn your craft a little bit.
You can do better than that.
Guys, here's my final piece of advice for you, especially if you want to be a musician.
I'm not trying to shit on everybody for doing these things.
This got real dark.
I'm just saying, man.
Welcome to the year in review where two
men... It's like, just try a little fucking harder, please.
Two men just get real crotchety. that's the thing. It's been another year. We're another year older, and we're another year crankier.
Yeah.
No, my thing is this. If you want to be a musician... just don't invest all your time in dancing because you'll always have a job. I feel like no matter what, like you'll always have a job as musicians will always need backup dancers.
Right.
And you can't fake that on video.
You cannot.
Unless they start using holograms. But still, somebody's got to be there to dance.
Right.
Actually, you know what? I take that back. Eventually, it's just going to be a hologram. And
they already did that. All right. So that's
I know,
thing
but
now.
But here's the deal.
Like, do
ask
you
yourself
go to
this
show
question.
And watch some fucking dancing holograms?
Dude, imagine yourself in Vegas. And you have the opportunity to go see the Beatles or you go see Elvis, and it's just a full hologram on a stage playing to the music. I would pay money to see that.
Oh, I would. Absolutely.
I'd fucking line me up.
Yeah. This would be awesome.
Like, yeah. To
it's
see.
Like, who's the fucking genius that thought of this? Like, who put
this
together?
That's the next level, guys. I'm not going to say I'm predicting the future, but I'm going to predict the future right now. There will only be holograms.
And, like, the holograms go on tour? It's like,
yes.
It's you know what I mean?
Exactly. Or you don't even have to go on tour. You just put them in Vegas, and people will come to the holograms.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they don't walk around.
It'd be like going to the movie theater.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It'd be just like going to the movies, but instead you're going to go see fucking Prince. Dude, I went and saw Prince, and Michael Jackson opened up for him. It was kick-ass.
You know? It's like, bullshit, they're both dead.
Dude, I saw the fucking Elvis open up for the Beatles, bro. It was nuts. But hey. But yeah, man. Well, I tell you what, we're getting over here. We're already past the hour. I need another Bud Light. But yeah, Joe, thanks so much for all your help. Just to get a little sincere with you. I know we always have a good time and joke, but...
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't have done this without your help. I appreciate you very much. Booping the dials.
Booping.
People love the fact that you boop dials.
That's, I mean, I don't know what everybody else is doing.
Yeah.
Because that's, I mean.
That's one of the highlights. People are like booping dials. People will just message me that.
Lubing up the fucking fuzz monsters.
Dude, I forgot about.
Stomping on the tubes.
Kicking the tube screamers. Dude, frying up the grilled cheese pedals.
Yeah,
you know what
dude,
I'm saying?
With the fucking Big Muff distortion.
Dude, snacking on the pastrami pedal. The mac and cheese deluxe.
Seriously, though.
I wish your guitar rig was just Dan Electro pedals.
That'd be
just
great.
Food-related Dan Electro pedals.
The swollen pickle.
I don't know if that's a real pedal,
it
but
is.
It should
I
be.
I don't know if it's Dan or Electro or whatever the hell.
Swollen pickle.
That's a real pedal.
Yeah, man.
People swear by it.
Hey, guys, if you're playing the swollen pickle, hit us up. Let us know how it sounds, man.
Yeah,
maybe post a little demonstration.
We'll throw it on a vocal.
Yeah, dude. I'm going to buy you the swollen pickle pedal, and then I want all my...
We'll put it in the chain here in the Smithsonian,
yeah.
And we'll just go straight through it. And
how do I sound here? Hold on. Let me click the swollen pickle. Do I sound like a... Do I sound pickly?
It sounds like you're in a bit of a gherkin.
Yeah.
A bit of a pickle.
Do I sound like an old pickle? So, yeah. But, hey, thank you so much for everything that you've done, Joe, and I'm glad that we were able to get together on the last day of 2017.
I know, I love it.
To have a beer early in the morning.
Wouldn't have it any other way.
In our pajamas.
Well.
One of us is in our pajamas. The other one was ready to go. So, yeah. Well, guy, Joe, do you have anything to say to the listeners for 2018?
Smoke cigarettes.
Perfect. I knew you would. Guys, thanks for tuning in. Have a great, hope you had a great 2017. Hope you had a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. And cheers to you. Here is to an even more fantastic 2018, filled to the brim with magic, mystery.
And jams.
And jams. Peanut butter and jams. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, guys. Well, thanks for tuning in. This has been the one-year anniversary conversation special super-duper version of the Sean vs. Wild podcast.